So this is Jim Schimpf with Opportunity Knocks, and I'm with Pam Coffey from Costless Blinds in West Seattle, Washington, the beautiful state, the green state that everybody thinks it rains in, that it's nature's best kept secret. So, well, maybe the secret's out of the bag at this point. But so, Pam, thanks for joining us. I appreciate that. And, you know, just take it casual, and we'd like to hear a little bit more about your story with Opportunity Knocks. I'll go through some questions and, you know, just be as open and honest. I mean, the way we typically use these is we post them to our blog site. We, if other customers ask about their experience with us, then we want to be 100% transparent. It's one of our core values. And so you know, sharing that transparency so that customers can learn a little bit more about the success or more about our service, and so they feel comfortable doing business with us. So that's the main objective.
Okay.
Cool. So tell us a little bit about you yourself and Costless Blinds. What do you guys do?
Well, I have over 30 years experience in this field, and started up the new name after 2008, and it was a struggle everywhere.
And what was it? What did you struggle over?
Oh, just trying to, you know, people weren't buying blinds because the collapse of the economy, everybody was like, you know, things are not good everywhere. It affected everybody. And the, and it definitely affected me too. excuse me. So I was struggling trying to find ways to get my name out there that I could afford.
Mm-hmm. And okay. what did you try?
I tried everything. And like I said, you know, showing my age, but how many years I've got into this. When I first started out, it was a little ad in the newspaper. You know, that's how we did things, and everything is so different now. So I would put hundreds of dollars into Google AdWords. I tried hiring SEO companies, you know, for $300 to $400 a month, because I'm a small business, you know, but I've always believed that advertisement is an investment, not an expense. Mm-hmm. And I've always looked at it like, if it costs me $100, could I get 5 appointments out of it? And I sell one of those, it's well worth it, because they're going to tell somebody else because they're happy. Because
right.
Ultimately, that's the type of advertisement that everybody wants, which is word of mouth.
Right.
Anyway, so I was struggling trying to find the right way to do this, and then I came across the Opportunity Knock. And Andy Kigel was great. He really was. He literally took so much time with me explaining it. And you know, and I have been told before by, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and they fail every time. So I mentioned this to my son, and of course his first thing is, Mom, is it a scam? And I said, no, I don't think so, you know.
And so he asked you if we were a scam.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We were too good to be true. Andy was too good to be true.
Well, you know, there's so many of them out there. So many that say they're going to deliver and they never do.
Mm-hmm.
But I told him, I said, this man would not have spent hours with me just trying to get my lousy $300. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, so my son. He said, Mom, let me pay for this for you. And so he did. And it was the best thing, because it's so exciting to get the phone call. Hi, you know, I'm ready, just moved in, blah, 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 got your name from a postcard. And then when I go out there, and I have found that normally they do not get multiple quotes. They just call me, which says a lot about the postcard as far as showing credibility.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, and then they hand me this postcard, and it's just very exciting. And for $1 a lead, that's an incredible return on investment.
Yeah. What's your average revenue per customer that you generate?
Probably 600 to 1,000.
Okay.
Off a $1 post.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
That's why I recently got a hold of Andy and I said, Andy, we need to pump this up. I need you to get hundreds, you know. Gave him more zip codes and said, you know, we need to really get going on this because springtime, Seattle, we're number one in growth right now. They're building so much we can't keep up with it, and I just want a little bit of it, you know.
Right.
And you guys have provided that for me in a really exciting way, I think, because the customer can hold it and look at it. I declined to go the three times per zip code. I don't think it's necessary in my business.
No,
either
definitely not.
Either they're on the fridge or they don't, or
right.
they're not, and
yep.
I don't, you know. Yeah. But the concept is amazing. The product is amazing. And I'm just very, very happy with it.
So that's great news, you know. And I love how you adjusted the strategy based on your particular business model too, because you're right. I mean, once they move into the house with the new mover program, you know, they're gonna put window treatments up the first month and then that's it. So I love how you adjusted that. You also mentioned earlier, Pam, that you had invested in Google AdWords, you had invested in SEO, but what I took away from that was the customer, you had credibility with the customer because they were holding something in their hand. And when they were holding something in their hand, you found typically that you were the only bid that they were getting.
Yes.
And that's huge. Yeah, absolutely that's huge. And it's interesting that you say that because if you think about the dynamics or the psychology around a shopper, if they're on Google, they're in front of a screen without any, there's no investment there, there's no potential relationship there, they're just literally going down a screen and clicking through you and two or three other of your competitors, and you're waiting for that to happen. But when you do something like a postcard, it actually looks like from a customer's psychology perspective that you actually invested $1 and a stamp that I'm going to mail something to your particular house at a time when I probably need you, which is when I move into my house.
And that's the thing of it. And then for me, for my particular business, because I have always worked from my house. I mean, I did it before anybody had even heard of it. I mean, that's a whole other story there. But and I became the top dealer doing that. But anyway, so I can advertise 60% off like that postcard, deliver the 60% off, and still make money. So so that's really key also to me.
That is
great. That's what that postcard does.
Yeah, so that you know, a lot of times the challenge that customers have when they come to us is, you know, what's an effective offer? And we use the philosophy or the term, make an offer that the customer can't refuse. You know, we call it the mafia close. Make the offer the customer cannot refuse. And it's interesting that you're willing to put as much out there as possible so that you can be the only person with the bid. And as a result of that generous offer, not only are you getting the call, but you're also getting the business, and nobody else is competing with you at that point. So you've worked your back end economics to where you can make that offer, and it becomes a significantly competitive advantage.
Exactly. And if they get other bids, that's great. I just want to get in there out. Because once I get in there, 90% of the time I'm going to close them.
So once you're in the house, when you say 90% of the time you close them, tell me why. Like, what's the trick to converting?
Well, first of all, always try to find something to compliment them on. I mean, you'll always find something, whether it's their kids, their dog, their house, something. I'm really good at reading people, And most people don't have a clue what they really want. Most of them. Then there are the other ones that know exactly what they want and drive you crazy. But my job is to go in there, make them feel at ease, show them what I would do if it were my house. And that's what I do. This is what I would do. And they love that because they really need the help. And what I do is I provide them that personal service at no charge. Mm-hmm. Okay? A lot of competitors that charge, I don't. I go out there, I measure, I show them samples, I make them feel really comfortable about doing business with me. Because you got to sell yourself first.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting what you had described earlier about Andy. Andy takes a very similar approach to what you take in your business. That's why you had this energy, I bet.
You know, it's true. I will spend as much time for a customer with $300 as $1,300. But what I really liked about Andy was I was only $300 at the time he spent with me and the patients to make me feel comfortable. Said a lot. It really did.
Yeah. Yeah. He's very good about that, Pam. He really is. And
he's really hot too. Tell him that.
Okay, I'll make sure. And he's got the British accent to go along with it, so it's like James Bond, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So this just took a turn the way that I wasn't expecting. So that's good. I love that. I love it. Now we're very fortunate and blessed to have Andy on our team. There's no doubt about it. And we tell him we never take that for granted. Because it's hard to find.
Yeah.
How did you hear?
In a corner office, and the picture's fake.
Yeah, sure. How did you hear about us, Pam? Originally.
I don't remember. That's a really good question. I don't remember, but I know I was driving myself crazy trying to figure out because I have a limited amount of money to spend every month. It's not a lot, you know, I'm not like a big business, the best way to put that money. So I know I did a lot of research. And the postcard campaign, it just makes sense. I mean, it just makes sense perfectly for my line of work.
Tell me why you say that.
Because it targets the exact audience that I'm looking for, people that are moving, mm-hmm. either whether they're moving in or out. They're going to either need new blinds or if they're moving into a different home, a lot of them just don't like the blinds that are up.
Mm-hmm.
But especially on new construction because it's really important to clients that they get the privacy.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important.
Very important.
So new construction is invaluable.
Yeah. So being able to identify a perfect or an ideal client and then proactively send them something sounds like it worked better than having to sit back on Google and wait for them to find you.
Oh yeah, it does. And it takes the pressure off. It gives them options without, you know, me banging on their door.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, because if you're going to be proactive with any marketing, there's only three ways to do it. You can knock on their door, literally. You can call them, which obviously is almost impossible these days. Or you can send them a piece of mail. That's it. There's no other way to proactively go out and find your perfect customer and market directly to them one-on-one.
I agree. It's like part of a pie. It's incredibly cheap. I've been trying to get my sister to do this forever. I started her selling blinds up in Alaska, and I've told her over and over she needs to do this, but she's been diagnosed with cancer, so she's kind of let all that go for now. But
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's just the investment being so cheap. You just can't, There's nothing out there that even comes close. I mean, I've looked at the coupon books, the coupon mailers, and so here's one. There's Best of West Seattle, Best of different areas of town, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's $800 to go in this coupon book that's mailed out quarterly, and they won't let me advertise in there because my competition won't let me. I said, are you kidding me? You're telling me no. You're saying no to $800 because it's good competition, and that's what they said. Yep, sorry. That is the stupidest marketing thing I've ever heard, because good competition is good competition, you know?
Right.
So then there's those Valpak things that I don't even open. I just throw them in the trash. I hate those. These postcards are nice, though, because they're oversized. They don't get lost with the rest of the mail, and they're designed really well. So people are going to take a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to look at it, and they're going to, yes, no, whatever. But if it's a maybe, they're going to throw it in a drawer. They're going to put it on their fridge, you know?
Yep.
Gets my name out there. It's just getting my name out there. That's what it's all about.
They do have some staying power. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's hard to... It's easy to close out a screen on your computer.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a click. A click is harder than actually walking over to the trash can, and because you have to walk over to the trash can and kind of read it. You kind of
yeah.
do, you know. And if somebody, there's going to be people out there. There's going to be a lot of people out there that don't need your service, but that get one. But that's okay. I mean, it's just part of it. But when they convert, it sounds like you've got a wonderful lead cost at that point.
Yes.
Yeah.
For me, it's just I need to hone down the right zip codes for the most, to get the most bang for the buck.
Yep.
You know.
Well, this is a wonderful, wonderful story. I promised I would keep you less than 20 minutes. Are you anything else that you want to add to that, Pam? I mean, you've been absolutely wonderful and very candid and very descriptive, and anybody who listens to this is definitely going to see some value in the content that you've shared. I mean, our model is, you know, we want to be wide open as possible and have as many references out there as possible, so that, you know, anybody can talk to anybody and find out who we really are and this type of service that we provide.
Absolutely. And I am very happy with it. I'm going to keep on. In fact, I want to do more. I want to do more. I want to step it up. It's summertime. It's springtime, summertime. I really do. I want to get my name out there. And for the dollar of postcards, there's nothing out there that could even come close to it. So, thank you.
No, thank you, Pam.
Finding me and helping me build my business.
Well, thank you so much. And I'll make sure that I give Andy compliments. I'll make sure I give him the other compliment too on casually.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, good luck.
Yeah.
And if you ever need anything at all, you can feel free. You got my number. Feel free to contact me at any time. And we'll continue to push forward and take care of you the best of our ability. If you need anything, let us know. Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Okay. Bye, Pam. Thanks so much.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.